Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, guys. It's Vaughn Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Thursday. And pretty much almost through the month of June. Hell, I mean, well, thank you, we're almost through this week as well, but month of June has gone fast, and pretty much once you get past Father's Day, yeah, that's pretty much it. Not much really going on in the sports world. So, well, as far as, you know, as far as Pitt goes, Pitt did land a verbal commitment from a Jason Collier. He's from New Jersey. He's listed as tight end, but probably could be an offensive lineman next level, at least the college level. But yeah, on the Pitt front, it's been slow. But as far as the national sports scene goes, it's kind of busy. You got, for one thing, you got LeBron's decision, wherever he goes, and I'm guessing he's got prayed up in L.A. A lot of, you know, some people say he may go to, you know, Paul George may join him, but I don't know. I mean, the Pacers really didn't have much of a drop-off when Paul George left. If anything, they were actually a lot better after George left. So I'm not sure if there's much to, you know, to go on there. And I mean, Russell Westbrook had Carmelo Anthony and Paul George, and they sucked. I mean they were a playoff team, but it seemed like they should have been a lot more than what they were. Now, of course, they lost their cool and dropped the Jazz in 6 games. Jazz is always going to be a bad matchup because they play defense and they're... I mean, there's not much drop-off from the Jerry Sloan days. But if we're digging through some things... Obviously, in Pittsburgh, there's a thing where a black teen was shot in the back by a police officer 3 times, and the details, obviously, of that is still being worked out. I mean, that's what we know. I mean, that's pretty much what we know. But I guess the whole cause and effect, who, what, when's, where's, and why's, is still being ironed out. And of course, the police officer has been charged with the shooting as well. So that's, you know, that's going on. And of course, you have one. You have a Penn State player who's been outspoken about this. He's been actually been outspoken about a lot of social justice stuff, and that's Lamont Wade. Obviously, we don't care for him too much because of the stuff he's done to Pitt and the Father's Day post he did, which pissed a good bit of us off, and I'm sure Pat Narduzzi has his bulletin board material. But Lamont obviously has been taking some heat from his fans over this, and supposedly this is, one guy said this is a bad look for Penn State. And of course, I screenshotted some of this and posted it, and I try to keep as incognito as possible, because when you post stuff like this, Penn State fans will pretty much dig in and not let go. And of course, next thing you know, you're getting calls from your employer. And, you know, about it. Because they dug you up somewhere. You know, whether it's, searching through things. And they're trying to destroy you as much as they can. Because God forbid you take a shot at Penn State. I wish a lot of these guys were more vigilant during the whole Sandusky stuff was coming out. Instead you got their trustees who were having their meeting about the free report, which was posted years and years, which has been, you know, it came out years and years ago. And currently in Spanier and the other guy, Schultz, they were brought to trial. And pretty much, you know, it's all over. Jerry's in jail. And the free report pretty much was the thing where it discussed what went wrong with this whole Sandusky thing and, you know, where the communication breakdowns were, things like that nature. But, you know, they have a janitor going around, I guess, filming kids in bathrooms. But they're worried about a report that came out years ago. They got the NCAA sanctions off their tail. And really, they bargained for those. I mean, for one thing, they sued the hell out of the NCAA because they knew that eventually the NCAA would cave in, which they did. You know, some schools take their punishments, others, and you know, of course, you know, have some sort of accountability. Other schools, well, they just sue as much as they can. And still, they're trying. And I guess the thing about this whole Sandusky thing with Penn State is it's a coffee stain on a white shirt that's just never going to get out. You may bleach the hell out of that thing and you may get it out, but you're going to still see that shadow, that stain still there, and you're going to keep scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. And that's what Penn State's doing. They're still scrubbing that same shirt. You know, some people, they just say, the hell with it, I'm just going to buy a new one and not freaking drink coffee with white t-shirts or white polos or white dress shirts. Or just take it to the damn cleaners. But yeah, they picked up on this. I guess one guy did, and he decided to post a screenshot of a tweet from a guy who was a regular pit poster on Twitter. And what's odd about this, and what I find hilarious about this, is this whole Lamont Wade thing happened almost 2 years ago, and this guy still had the screenshot saved in his phone. And he it doesn't matter if he has it in his phone or his laptop or whatever, he still had this freaking thing saved. And he pulls it out. Well, look at this tweet that one of your fans said the night of Lamont Wade shooting. I mean, not shooting, commitment. I look at it, and this shit, I'm like, fuck, here we go. One of us did something stupid. But then I actually read and comprehended the tweet, and basically what this guy said. And I always wonder what the hell happened to him. But he said basically Penn State is a place where, you know, an African-American player can play as long as he keeps his, you know, his mouth shut and wears a white shirt and tie. And but the I'm reading the tweet, and the guy says he's racist. I was defending a racist, which is hilarious in itself. But the tweet itself, I'll say this, the delivery of the tweet was horrible. It was a horribly delivered tweet. But of course, supposedly the guy was drinking that night. He was And drugging and tweeting really is never a good thing at all. It's a horrible mix. You know, I think one time I got shit-faced and said that Pitt was going to win the ACC in football. And, you know, yeah, that Pitt couldn't even win a friggin' division. But, so I read it and I'm like, well, actually he's taking a shot at your school, not Lamont. And really, that's what it was. But I end up blocking the dude because I really don't feel like dealing with that. You know, when you have like probably like 8 followers and you're just spending most of your time digging through Pip, following a lot of Pip people and digging through their tweets. I mean, he did have a Penguins logo as his avatar, and I could have talked about all the residents of the Hill District that got displaced when they built the Civic Arena. Not to mention they were still in their houses and then to see through the wrecking ball that are homes. Yeah, that's one thing. One thing when they built the Civic Arena is when they were tearing down the hill, there were people still living in their homes when the wrecking ball was coming through. That's how, you know. If you wonder why people in that area are so bitter, it's just how that whole thing, not so much towards you, but towards the city, it's just how that whole thing was carried out. And, you know, I really didn't feel like awakening Penguins Twitter and getting into war with them over that. But if we're going through the history books, you know, when Pitt built that arena, it was to attract, I think, the Civic Light Opera or something like that. That was the initial reason for that. And then eventually, well, they said, hey, let's see if we get a hockey team here. So yeah, there's a little mini history lesson. So obviously they're a little bit barred by Lamont, and personally, you know, if I'm a Penn State fan, I'm actually liking what he's doing. It's a good thing. I mean, it's not really harmful either. I mean, what he's doing is gonna sell your program, make your program and your school look good. Hey, we got guys who are outspoken on social issues. There you go. Boom. It's a great recruiting tool. Especially in today's age with a lot of the stuff that's going on, a lot of protests. So you have that. I mean, Pitt obviously had a player who was kneeling and before the anthem last year, and of course he was a walk-on, and there was a handful of Pitt people who were ticked off over it. And really, I could have just cared less. I mean, as long as he was using his platform for something, and I guess he's using it now. I guess he's not playing football anymore for Pitt. I guess he's going into more. He's going into that, into the social issues. So actually, he's doing something with it. He's not just kneeling because it's the cool thing to do, or because his feelings are hurt. And speaking of the news, Post Gazette, I guess there was some posting they had about how they were cutting. I guess for 2 days out of the week they're going to cut. I believe it was in August. They're going to cut production from their printing by 2 days. And you know, that's the thing about this tragic about, you know, the PG. Not so much the PG, but all papers that are dying right now. The printing media is dying off. Unfortunately. And that's just, it is what it is. And, now people get to go online and look at, you know, they get to look at, content such as a study reveals that Steeler fans aren't supporting the franchise with their wallet enough. Yeah, you get online content like that. I mean, you know, that's a plus for these, you know, for these old readers who don't go online, who don't have the patience to navigate through a newspaper. When I switch from a newspaper, through a website, and click on stuff, whereas when it's a printed form, it's easier for them. They get the, you know, grab, you know, oh, let's grab the region, let's grab that, let's grab the sports section. A lot of them don't, you know, they can't use a computer, or just don't want to. A lot of them, there's some that prefer to read it on printed media, and so this sucks for them. But, you know, you get to read stuff, you know, where Trace McSorley is the best college football quarterback in the nation. You get to read stuff like that. I mean, and of course, Steeler fans not, you know, paying enough money to support their franchise, which is the biggest load of crap in the world, by the way. And if they're not, look, the Steelers are well paid. They're gonna get their money through season ticket sales, through concessions. You know, whether it's buying that $9 beer or that NFL licensed merchandise that's overpriced like hell. Same with and those replica jerseys, they're over $100. Which I, you know, there's no way in hell I would ever buy one of those anymore now. I mean, my last jersey I bought was a San Antonio Holmes jersey. That was back in 2007, 2008, something like that. So he was a rookie, and it was set. I mean, that jersey was saved $5. And shit, I struggled with that, paying $5 for a replica jersey. Because, you know, my best jersey I bought in 1998 was $45. And here I am buying a San Antonio Holmes jersey almost 10 years later. And it was saying $5. I remember initially, I think I went to a bunch of stores because the prices varied. And I'm like, I can't get a jersey loaded and save $5. It's a travesty. And that's why you got a lot of these people that are ordering their jerseys overseas. I mean, they may pay $50 total, but now, unfortunately, the government's cracking down on those things now. You know, they don't want you going overseas and paying for a cheap jersey. And who knows? It might be really good quality. It depends on, you know, the production that day. I know when board trade was around, shoot, Pitt fans went hogwire over that. They were getting a whole bunch of jerseys from Born Trade. I mean, anything you wanted from Born Trade, all you had to do was email their guy, and they would do it. If you wanted that throwback Henry Hanoski in Pitt script, they'll do it. They would. I mean, they don't care. They didn't care who it was. They would have done it for you. And what was funny was when you navigate through all the teams and stuff, it was mostly Steeler fans and like Pitt fans that like were buying jerseys. But yeah, I mean, anything NFL license is just overpriced. So that's why you got all these people going these other you know, going these little stands and buying just some knockoff crap. And of course, the NFL's cracking down those things as well. But yeah, I mean, when you have articles such as, you know, that and Trace McSorley quarterback, which we won't get into. I mean, he's going to be projected as probably one of the top, you know, college QBs this year. But Saquon Barkley's gone. so I'm not sure how he's going to be in that, you know, now. It depends on who he has in his backfield. But is he the best? Probably not. I mean, I'm sure he's made leaps and bounds over the years, but a lot of times I saw him, it just seems like he lobs up throws and guys would just go get him. And to end this whole podcast, we got, of course, more stuff going on. You know, for me, I live in the state of Texas, and supposedly, you know, Clay Travis wrote an article about how the NFL is losing the state of Texas. The thing about it is, I've been here about 9 years now, and Texas, for the most part, they're all about their college football. It's about the Longhorns, the Aggies, Red Raiders, Horned Frogs, you name it. It's all about that. Not to mention we got SEC people living here as well. A lot of LSU alums, Bama alums. They're all here. So of course pro football is going to be popular here. And not to mention your pro football teams are the Cowboys and the Texans. Texans, pretty much for the most part, since they've come back in 2002, they've been mediocre as hell. And you can say the same for the Cowboys. They've had a handful of decent years, but they really haven't captivated anybody. So, of course, you know, Texas isn't going to like the NFL too much. But it's just one of those things where they're trying to, you know, guys that claim, using their agenda, saying the anthem protests are killing the sport, when the sport actually still making plenty of money. They're making a lot of money. The most they've ever had in recent times. But of course, for some reason, it's not so much Clay's side, it's both sides of the, political-wise, they're just using this NFL for the booster platform. I don't get it. I mean, this is the most odd thing ever. Maybe because the NFL is so popular that it's just easy to do. It's a money grab for them. Who knows? But anyways, guys, enjoy the day. Have a good weekend. Hell to pit.